Aloha, you're tuned in to Daily Dakai, and my name is Kehau, but my friends call me Sa. I'm an unorthodox Hawaiian spiritual mother of four, and I'll be using this platform as an audio blog to share stories about my life as a work-from-home mom, trying to run a business while maintaining my sanity with my ohana. I'll be talking about everything from metaphysics to motherhood, where you can get the dirt on the mahina, the moon, do daily devotions with me, listen to weekly titoscopes, find business tips and relationship advice to cultivate a high vibrational, happy, healthy, and healing life. It's episode number 2 and I actually showed up. Oh my goodness. Okay. So for those of you that have been longtime listeners, you guys know that I have started this podcast over like so many times and I've been having a hard time getting in the swing of it for like a month and a half, but I finally feel that motivation, you know, and I feel inspired to do it. I feel a lot of inspiration right now. I'm feeling super creative. So anyway, episode 2, we're going to call this small bottle energy because I've been seeing hella SBE and all I could say is awe no hoie. If you don't know, I have an Instagram account that is called Mother Earth, and I started the account back in June, and it was just a little passion project of mine that I wanted to do. It was like taking a screenshot of your iPhone when you get a text message notification from Mother Earth. And I wouldn't say she's giving you an inspirational quote, but because sometimes they're kind of like Hawaiian ratchet. But one of the followers that I have on that account had hashtagged it as Tita Proverbs. And then I just loved that. And I was just like, yes. So it's kind of like a Tita quote or something like that, you know, like a saying. And I mean, not even a saying, but you know, whatever, a Tita proverb. And so, yeah, I just love that idea when she said that. Anyway, so I was like, I woke up and I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to start doing this again. So I had to go number 2 on the toilet. So I pulled out my notepad and I just started typing things, you know, like things that I would wish someone gave me that sort of advice whenever I was going through certain situations or whatever, right? And so I just started typing a bunch and it was just flowing. I don't even know how that happened because when I first started the account, I really struggled with, you know, trying to find stuff to say on there. And that day it was just flowing on the notepad. You know, I was just like typing. And every time I get an idea, I just grab my phone and I just type it on that notepad. So I have like a whole thing with a bunch of stuff. And then that was that, you know. So it's not an app. A lot of people think it's an app and I'm like, nope, it's not an app. It's just something that I created on Photoshop to make it look like a text message from an iPhone, and that's it. And I just type it in and I put a background that I get from like, you know, stock images or whatever, and boom, that's it. So, or is it called royalty free? I don't know what it's called. I just know that I'm allowed to use it. Anyway. So my pattern that I have is I'll do these things. I'll start these little projects. And then if I don't get the external validation, I give up on it. But then if I do, this is the stupid part, I fucking delete it. And this is something my daughter pointed out to me the other day. My daughter is 19, if you guys don't know, and she lives in Vegas still. I used to live in Vegas and I moved to Utah recently. We'll talk about that, you know, another time. But she pointed out to me like, oh, wow, how the hell did you get 8,000 followers, whatever it was that day? And I was like, I don't know. She's like, oh, so when are you going to delete your account? You know what I mean? Like making fun of me. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. And the thing is, it's because I know that with that kind, you know, when you start getting honestly, when you hit 2000, that's when all the fuckery kind of starts usually. And, you know, you start getting the hate and the dumb fucking comments and, you know, just shit like that. And I don't want to deal with it. And so I'm going to tell you guys in secret. Long time ago, I used to have a YouTube channel that was a conspiracy, like YouTube channel. And so I built a huge following on there. Like, I don't even know. I don't know how much people was following. I just know it was a lot and I was making money, from YouTube. not a lot of money, but, you know, I was making a, you know, a little thing, a little side cash kind of a shit thing from it. But I had to deal with so much fucking shit. That's how I learned how to become a fucking troll, because, like, you know, people would say dumb shit to you and then I would just fucking troll them, you know? But I feel like with Mother Earth, you know, I'm more in this like role of being an influencer now, because I know a lot of kids are following too, like from, you know, Kamehameha. And if you guys know what Kamehameha is, if you're like from the mainland or whatever, that's a like a high, like a school back home. I actually graduated from that school. So, you know, and it's because my friends have been saying like, oh, my niece is following you. She posted your stuff. Or, oh, look, now my cousin's daughter, or, you know, and I'm like, shit, kids are following? Like, that is crazy. And cool. I mean, crazy in a good way. And so, I can't do that. You know, when people come out of their face at me, you know, I can't troll them like I used to on the YouTube channel. But anyway, that's beside the point. It has nothing to do with anything, because nobody said anything in my comments, you know, on my pictures and stuff. So whatever. But yeah, that's the reason why, you know, usually whenever I do something, you know, some kind of something project, when it gets to a certain point, I'm like, fuck this shit. I'm deleting it. Like, I'm over it. Even with my podcast. That's why I always start my podcast over. I had Woke and Petty. I had Bless Her Hot Mess. I had Holistic Living Like I Give a Fuck. What else did I have? I don't even know. Because once I start getting too many listens, I'm like, fuck this shit. It's like, motherfuckers be knowing too much. So I delete the shit. Like, I just disappear. And then I'll have people being like, hey, where's your podcast? I was looking for it. I can't find it. I'm like, bitch, I fucking deleted that shit. Like, just because, like, I just know what comes with the fucking follows. Or, you know what I mean? With all the listens or whatever it is. And it's like, I don't want to deal with it. But this time it's different, because the following was built a little too quickly for me to realize what the fuck was happening. So I didn't even get a chance to process until my daughter was like, oh, so when are you going to delete this one? And I told myself, I'm not deleting it. And honestly, you probably, you know, it's probably because of her saying some shit, you know, because now I have to fucking make her wrong. No, I'm just kidding. But it's because I want to do things in a different way. It's like I've learned from how I was doing things before and how it's just not healthy. And I'm going to do it in a different way this time. Yeah. And sad. I'm fucking 40 years old and only now I'm figuring that out. But yeah, that's that. So, okay. I totally went off topic. This is not what I wanted to talk about. This is not the small bolt of energy segment right now. So anyway, if you didn't listen to that last segment, basically it was just me talking about starting over all the time, because, you know, whenever I make things and then I start getting too much attention, I kind of hide and I run away. So I delete it and I dig out. I just disappear. Poof. And so anyway, now my account, I want to say that like 13,000 or something. I don't really know what it's at right now. Let's just go look real fast. Let's see. Okay, it's at 14,600 right now. Wow, that's crazy. And yesterday was the first day that I got my first like hate messages. I was just like, damn, you know, like there's the bullshit. This is what I always run away from because I don't want to deal with it, you know? Because honestly, I mean, it's not like I care like about what they're saying, because, you know, even on my personal account, you know, I get people saying stuff to me all the time, like, oh, you do tarot cards and you have a kid, and you know, and they say all this dumb shit to me because they're fucking ignorant. And you know, I just like, whatever. Or like sometimes on my story, you know, if I swear my kid is over there, like, oh, you use profanity around your child. And so I'm used to getting that sort of feedback or whatever, I guess you would call it. And it's like, whatever, I just fucking ignore it and I keep on fucking doing me. But there is this one guy on my account and it really triggered me, not because he was attacking me, but it was just because he was coming from this place of fucking ignorance about our culture. And he, I'm assuming, is from Hawaii too, because I noticed that when I looked at his account from my personal account, we had a mutual friend and he's from back home. And so I even have seen them talk to each other in comments on his pictures, because I was, you know, being the LA and checking out his shit. I was just trying to get his vibe, you know, like just trying to understand, like, how come this guy is like this? And honestly, it's just because he likes to go against the grain and fucking whatever. And he's very like, I don't know, Captain Cook type, and got small bottle energy. So anyway, yeah, so it started with DMs, and and you know what? I just made the connection. It was all guys. It was all men that were messaging me and saying like stupid shit. But this guy did it differently. He posted to his story, tagged me in it, so it shows up in my DMs. And when I saw what he said, which I'm going to tell you what he said. Hold on. Let me just go get the screenshot, because I was bitching about it on my Twitter. Let's see. Okay. He said, the Mother Earth Instagram is the stupidest shit I've ever seen. When you actually take the time to write or type it out, it makes you look dumb as fuck. Which he's talking about pigeon, Hawaiian pigeon. Why are people proud that they can't speak or write correctly? And it's like, bitch, I could speak fucking amazing standard English, motherfucker. You want me to fucking do this, you know, colonial fucking shit for you? I can. But yeah, I was like really triggered by that, like I said. And so I was like, you know what? This fucker is going to be the example. Like, this is how I'm going to handle you fucking haters. And so I shared his shit on my story, and then I typed on it and I said, you're absolutely right. Because you know what? You cannot argue with fuckers like this. You really cannot. And so you just got to tell them they're right. Like, yep, you're right. This is the stupidest shit that anybody has ever seen. And I look dumb as fuck. You are so right. And so after that, I recorded my screen, and I showed me going to his profile and blocking him. And so I was like, you know, that was it. It was just like, this is how I'm going to handle you fucking haters. Like, after that, everybody else, like, he's the only one that's going to get, you know, any sort of attention, because he's the example. And that's it. Everybody else, you can get fucking blocked. Like, I'm not going to deal with it. And so I started getting different DMs. Like, I always get DMs, like, you know, people sharing my posts on their story and they tag me or whatever. But then I started seeing like black screens and stuff. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I'm like tripping out, because see, what happened was this. Well, anyways, I'm like, what time is it in Hawaii? I'm in fucking Utah. I'm 4 hours ahead. I'm like, what are you fuckers doing awake? But anyway, so when I started getting these DMs, and basically it was people responding to his story and defending me, and then posting it on their story and tagging me so I could see it. And at first I'm like, oh yeah, right on. But then I'm like, wait a minute, no, this is not what I wanted. I didn't mean to do this so that people go and attack this guy, because honestly, he probably loves the attention, right? He's like one of those naughty ass kids that do naughty shit just to get attention from their parents, right? Because they're being ignored, or they're feeling neglected. And I feel like that's what this guy is. Like, he feels neglected and ignored, and that's why he likes to go against the grain. Because when I went and checked out his feed, he is for TMT, you guys. He's for it. And so if you don't know what TMT is, it's just this acronym for this telescope that they want to build on a very sacred mountain back home where I'm from. And so if you guys don't know what's going on in the news, it's a big deal in Hawaii. But I honestly am very glad that this is happening. And that's like a whole nother topic. I will get into it later, maybe on another episode. But anyway, so yeah, he's for it. And I'm just like, yeah, this guy is like small bottle energy kind of shit. But then so I deleted the video of me blocking him, right? Because it shows his username. And it didn't dawn on me that I made that first post that was in my DM by him, because then I still was getting DMs, and I'm like, how are they still DMing him? Like, how? And then I realized it was because I blocked him. I couldn't even see that thing that I added to my story. So I literally had to go fucking do the most, unblock this fucker, go back to my story, and then I could see the thing, and then I could delete it, and then people stopped. So I was like, shit, this is not the type of energy that I want to put out on this account, you know? So the lesson there for me was, you know, just be more careful about what it is that I'm, you know, what kind of content am I pushing out, you know? Because, yeah, these local people, they're fucking loyal, for real, for real. So, yeah, and I'm grateful. I am. But that's not what I meant. That wasn't my intention. I didn't want nobody to start shit with this guy. So, anyways, yeah, that kind of happened. And I kind of wish that I did things differently, right? Like, maybe scribbled out his name at least or something. But I was like, ah, I don't want to put more energy into this and then redo it with the name scribbled out. And then, you know, all that. It was just too much. So I was just like, fuck it. I'm going to leave it alone. Fuck having an example. I'm just going to do that. Like, if people are being hater or whatever, like, I'm just going to block them. I don't need to tell nobody that that's what I'm doing. I just need to do it. So, yeah, that's something that I learned. And I'm going to apply, you know, to whatever happens later on. So, anyway, yeah, small boats of energy all over the place. Oh, okay. So the weird thing was yesterday, if you follow my personal account, which is at Kehal on Instagram, I do daily card readings for myself. And so I posted on my Instagram just like as kind of documenting like a little diary or whatever of my readings, so I can see if I'm getting repeat messages or repeat cards or whatever. It's like a visual, you know, thing, because I'm very visual. And so it was crazy because yesterday my card reading basically said that I'm going to feel attacked by a male or men. And so I just thought that was really interesting. Okay. So yeah, we Paul talking about small bolts of energy. Oh wait, no, we not. Fuck. I know what I forgot to tell you. So when I went back to unblock him, I saw that he had made another update on his story. So I went to go look at that. And he said, LOL, apparently I got blocked by @ModaEarth IG. Cool. I guess when you disagree with another person's opinion, they just block you instead of opening a discourse to talk about it. Great job creating an echo chamber where the only opinions you hear or see are ones like your own. Great way to broaden your horizons. And I'm just like, this guy is so fucking oblivious, okay, that he don't even know he oblivious. Oh shit, did you get that? Where's that from? Well, they said different words. Anyway, who cares? So, you know, and it's like, it's really sad. That's what was so triggering to me, is because he doesn't, like, you're from back home, right? You're from Hawaii, obviously. And you're so far removed from your own culture. Because even if he's not Hawaiian, he's still local. You know what I mean? So it's like, you're so far removed from your culture back home in Hawaii that you don't even understand linguistics or the history of our people, like all that, right? And it's like, you're fucking pathetic, you know? Fucking bitch. Anyway, I gotta start cooking. So that was what was really triggering to me. And it's like, what is there to converse, you know? Like, what do you want me to do? You want me to convince you to fucking like my content? Like, there's no point in that. Especially when you start off, you know, just criticizing me as a person. Like, how do you expect to get, you know, a conversation going with that? You know, because starting off with that. So, I don't know. He's kind of fucking mental. Anyway, okay, so yeah, now we really power with small boat to energy. Oh shit. I gotta close this. Okay, stop. Are you guys ready to do daily devotions? So you guys can follow along on the Bible app. It's the YouVersion Bible app. It's totally free. Look me up and add me as a friend. My name is Kehal Paulo on there. And mine, I think I have multiple accounts because I always forget my passwords. Yeah. And so the account that I'm using right now has a Memoji of a girl sticking her tongue out. So it's not like a photo of me or anything like that. So the plan that we started yesterday is called Finding Your Way Back to God, 5 Awakenings That Will Make God Real to You. And it's a 5-day reading plan by Dave Ferguson and John Ferguson. So again, you can follow along on the app. Now, for day 2, this is called I wish I could start over. I'm cooking, so I hope you guys don't mind. So it says, the next in our breakthroughs in our journey back to God, we call the awakening to regret. You look at your life. Wait a minute. Does this say I wish I could start over? That is crazy, because I was just talking about
how I always start over. Weird. Okay, cool. Synchronicity. Yay. Okay, so the next in our breakthroughs in our journey back to God, we call the awakening to regret. I need the light. You look at your life one morning and realize that for all your best efforts, you've made a mess of things. You're filled with disappointment and remorse, and now that you can see things more clearly, you'd love another chance, but you're not sure you can have it come, or you're not sure you have it coming. Come to think of it, why would you? But stay with us. Inside each of us is a conviction that we came from goodness and love, and that we're made for more of it. When we hit rock bottom and realize what a mess we made of this life, what a mess we've made of this life, and what a mess life has made of us, our reaction is to say, I wish I could start over. The beautiful thing is you can start over. Your intuition about your origins in goodness and love is absolutely correct. God allows you to start again. Most of us, when we're ready to start over, simply want to go back to the life we had before everything went south. But God has other ideas. He doesn't just want to help us get back to that better life as we imagined it. He wants us to experience a different kind of life together. It's not just your future that changes when you find your way back to God, but your past and your present as well. Are you ready to be done with living out a string of days with pain from the past, no purpose in your present, and no confidence about your future? Your journey away from regret and toward your home in God also takes you toward a deeper, truer life. The kind of life that invites you to start over today and begin living the way God always dreamed you could live forever. What would it look like to believe that God always allows you to start over again today? And how would your thoughts about the future change? So, I mean, yeah, this is me. I mean, I don't know if it's because I'm an Aries or what, but I'm always starting over. I'm always, you know, getting distracted and either starting over, moving to the next thing that got my attention. I'm like a true Aries. I'm actually an Aries in both Western, which is what I call Howley astrology, and sidereal astrology, which is the system astrology that I utilize. So, you know, I'm like super true to Aries. So I'm always, starting over, like I talked about earlier. And it is what it is. I don't feel guilty. Where was I going with this? I don't know. But I don't know. Yeah. Yep. I like how it's all kind of meshing together, though. You know, maybe that's why I brought up the podcast and I didn't even know that this was going to be about this. Because I don't look at it. I don't plan. Like I said, I'm an Aries, not a Virgo. or an Earth sign, actually, I should say. Mama, go. Sorry, I don't know if you could hear all of that mess, my dog. So anyways, the important part of the devotion is the application of it, right? We can do daily devotions every day, all day, whatever. But if we don't take the lesson and apply, then it means nothing, right? So what are we learning? What are we learning from this daily devotion? And that is, it's okay to start over, right? No be shame. Welcome to your Mahina Report for today, October 8th, 2019. The moon is still in the sign of Capricorn. However, she is going to be void, of course, today from about 12:26 p.m. to 11:10 p.m. And this is always going to be mountain time, okay? Now, what's going to happen is you want to take it easy. So basically, void of course, the best way that I can describe what that means is like the moon, when she enters into a sign, she makes all these different aspects on different planets, right? So it's like the moon is working, right? And then when she makes her last aspect on a planet before she moves into the next sign, each sign has 30 degrees, right? So when she ingresses into, let's say, Capricorn, right? When she ingressed, that's at like, 0 degrees, right? And so she travels along each degree. And so at certain, whatever degree
she'll aspect a planet, you know, someplace, right? So she'll like, you know, whatever. And then let's say she hits the 20th degree, okay? And she makes her last aspect in that sign, right, of Capricorn. For the next 10 degrees, she's going to be void of course. So it's always different, okay? And what that means is she's Paul. She's Paul Hana, right? She is going to she's going to rest now. She's going to relax. She's not going to do shit. She's just going to keep on, you know, going through the sign until she ingresses into Aquarius, right? And then that's when she like, okay, time to work again. So what they say, Western astrologers say, you know, it's a time to relax and you don't want to make any, you know, sign contracts. You don't want to do any, you know, anything too strenuous. You know, you just want to chill out because when the moon is resting, you know, you should be resting too. And so that's basically what void of course is. I mean, I've worked during a void of course. I've signed contracts during a void of course. Like, it's not that serious, in my opinion. But, you know, maybe for other people, it might be. So you just got to pay attention to the energy for yourself. So, you know, just experiment, you know. Do something and see how that feels. And be like, oh, yeah, okay, I need to relax when it's VOC, you know. So that is what a void of course moon is, okay. So until tonight, 10:11 p.m. This is mountain time because I live in Utah. So when that happens at 10:11, she's entering into the sign of Aquarius, okay? So we already talked about the Aquarius or the we already talked about Capricorn energy and what's vulnerable and all that. So I'm gonna fill you guys in on Aquarius now, okay? And then I won't talk about it tomorrow. So Aquarius energy, for later on tonight, you need to be careful with your legs, your nervous system, and your sense organs. You don't want to go on long walks, hikes. You don't really want to strain the legs, okay? That's not recommended at all. You don't want to get any surgery or therapy done on the legs or the joints, operations on your sense organs, especially your eyes, okay? The heart becomes stronger though. So this is a better time for, you know, doing like HIIT workouts, you know, things like that, like, you know, cardiovascular type of shit. Because the heart is like, you know, the heart is ready to go. So that's basically what the moon in Aquarius will affect for your body. Now, as far as the La Mahina for today, it's much more uplifting energy than yesterday. But again, it coincides with the VOC. You want to rest. You want to relax. You want to make time to, you know, be with your family, build that vertical relationship with source energy, do things that are like traditional for your family. So if it's like, you know, oh, Taco Tuesdays, or we're going to do game night on Tuesdays, or, you know, whatever you guys do together, like a traditional kind of a thing, do that today. And meditating, contemplating on the family roots, your family tree, establishing family traditions is really good on this La Mahina as well. And you want to make sure that you are being very mindful today. Very mindful. Everything you do, everything you say, be mindful of, like, what is your intention behind it? You know, so if you're posting something on Instagram, what is the intention here? Is it going to help you? Is it going to hurt you? Like, you need to have good intentions today, okay? You also want to, you know, stay away from conflict, you know, especially with your family, yeah? So it's not to say, like, you know, you want to, like, kind of be like a Libra and be like, oh, no, I don't want to fight and try people pleasing and stuff like that. But it's like, you know, pick and choose your battles, right? So if it's a time where you can just say, all right, it's not that serious, I'm just not going to say anything, then don't. What else? Yeah, that's pretty much it for the Mahina Report. It's very, very straightforward today. Nothing too complicated. And yeah, that's what I got for you guys. Holy shit. My brain is really not working today. I just noticed that a video that I posted last night
didn't include Sagittarius, even though I did the Sagittarius, I just didn't put it into the video. So I added it into the video last night, okay? And then what did I do? Oh, I forgot to change the name and put Sagittarius. I left it as Scorpio because that was the sign before it. And so I noticed it this morning and I posted it on my Instagram and my YouTube, and then I realized it was wrong. So I had to delete it and take it down. And then there was like something else that happened. Like it didn't have the bottom title on the video. And then I was like, ah, so then I had to go and edit again. I mean, well, I had to go add it in or whatever. And it's like, good thing I didn't close down the video editor and lose all of that work that I did, because I would have been so upset. Fuck. So anyway, now I'm doing it for the last time. I hope. Oh, see, VOC, the moon is VOC, don't work. Don't be like me and not listen. Even my titoscopes, I'm supposed to be getting my titoscopes up for this, but I was supposed to write it yesterday, but I just didn't get time to do it. And I'm having a hard time writing them. I did three. Yeah, I did three. Shit. Oh my God. And it's 1 o'clock almost. Great. So let's get to our titoscopes. Before we get started, I want to make sure that you guys know that I wrote these utilizing a system of astrology called Sidereal Astrology. Your favorite astrologer online that you follow probably uses Western, or what I call Hawley Astrology. And that is, in my opinion, faulty, because it's supposed to be the measurement of seasons, and I feel like they use it incorrectly. So sidereal astrology is what my ancestors from Hawaii utilize, is what is actually going on in the sky when you go outside and look at it. Whereas Western astrology is not that. A lot of people don't know that. So with that said, you need to know your sidereal signs. I always say look up your rising sign, but you can look up your sun, moon, and rising and figure out which one, you know, resonates more, because you're going to see a pattern, you know, play out. Like, oh yeah, this one always resonates. Sometimes it's all three. Sometimes it's just two, like whatever. The other thing I wanted to recommend too is that you download the Anchor app. That is a podcasting app, and you don't have to make a podcast, but it's really good for listening to my podcast, because you can actually see all of the different segments and what I label them, so that you don't have to listen to all the signs if you didn't want to in that particular episode, or even any segment. Like, let's say you don't like doing the daily devotions, you just want the Mahina report or whatever. You can pick what you want to listen to. Or like if you have to go someplace and then come back, you don't have to remember the timestamp of where you were. I don't know how other podcasting apps work and if they remember. And honestly, Apple is ugly. The Google one is ugly. Spotify is actually pretty decent looking in my opinion, but I don't have Spotify. I use Tidal. So yeah, Anchor to me is the best way to listen to the podcast, because you can see the breakdown of every segment. And you can also call into the show, and then I could see your like account. You could put your picture, and then when I post it on the show, it'll show that stuff. So anyway, I'm just saying, but you don't have to. You can listen to this on whatever platform and then just like fast forward through to get to your sign or whatever. So, okay, with that said, oh, the other thing is, if you don't know your sidereal natal chart, you really need that, because I do not use Hawley Astrology. So I do generate the sidereal natal charts. If you want one, they're only $5. I accept Cash App only. $AstroTita. T-I-T-A. A-S-T-R-O-T-I-T-A. One word. And give me about 24, 48 hours to generate those. Okay, so let's get to our titoscopes. Aries, you guys should be focused on your health right now and being of service to other people. So how is that going for you guys? Now this week, the moon is going to travel through your 10th, 11th, and 12th houses. So you have this opportunity to do some spiritual, religious work where you get to educate
people that are part of your community or even inspire them. Taurus, please tell me that you guys are working on having fun as you express your creativity. This week, the moon is going to travel to your 9th, 10th, and 11th house. And so you guys should be working on sharing your beliefs of people in your social circle. And it should be something fun. It shouldn't feel like work to you guys, okay? It should be something that is very, very heart-centered to you. Gemini. Now, the moon is going to be traveling through your 8, 9, and 10 houses, and you guys are going to be working hard on healing belief systems that have become very hurtful rather than helpful. And it's not going to be pretty. So when you get the chance, stay home to lick your wounds or to connect with your mother or some kind of natural nurturer in your life. If you don't have anybody like that in your life, then you need to implement some sort of self-care practice every single day. Cancer, how are you guys utilizing your thoughts and your ideas, the way that you communicate, using words and language to be of service to other people? Now, the moon is also transiting your 7th, 8th, and 9th houses this week. So you might be feeling, you know, very immersed in your work, where you neglect your spouse if you're in a relationship, or your partner, or you're not making enough time to find a partner maybe, or you're not taking a break from work long enough to take care of yourself. So keep in mind that, you know, the reason why you're going to be so into this work that you're doing of being of service to others is because you're going to be connecting and collaborating with a lot of like-minded people that are from your community. So this could be things that deal with mysticism or some sort of like healing work. So be open to learning from or learning more about hidden parts of yourself and sharing those. It's almost like you're going to be sharing those wounds as you work on healing yourself in order to help these other people to heal parts of themselves too, or to even feel like, yeah, look, she did that, I can do that. And then they're going to do it however it resonates for them to heal in whatever, you know, aspects of their life that they need to heal. Leo, what's going on with your finances? are you guys being smart about your daily spending habits? Really look at that. Now, this week, the moon transits your 6, 7, 8, and 8 houses. So, you know, go after your health and wellness goals before the year ends so that you end it on like a strong note, right? You may have met someone that you wouldn't usually connect with and are relating to this person or these people on a really dope level. So don't be cold. Give it a chance. You'll be healing some deep wounds that you didn't even know were an issue for you also this week. Aloha, Virgos. So are you guys making the necessary lifestyle changes to yourself? If not, it's time to handle that right now. The moon is also going to be transiting your 5th, 6th, and 7th house this week. So work on expressing your creative side. There could be like things that you weren't aware of that are going to come up with your partner or how you relate to other people. Don't be hard on yourself. Just learn and apply what you learned, like we talk about on this podcast. Yay! I like the synchronicities. Libra, so your intuition should be on fleek because the sun is transiting your 12th house, okay? So you're starting to see how all the pieces are fitting together. You're starting to realize certain things. And this week, the moon is going to travel through your 4th, your 5th, and your 6th houses. So this is going to be a time to focus on who you give your love to and serve.
in your family and your work life? You know, are you enabling them or are you helping them? Scorpio, so the moon is going to transit through your third, fourth, and fifth house. So please make sure that you guys are being very mindful of how expressive you are with what you say to the people in your family or your loved ones. Try not to be too controlling or emotionally disconnected either. You might see how you're unconsciously hurting them this week. Now, the sun is in your 11th house, so you'll be very focused on your future or maybe collaborating with other people until the sun moves into sidereal Libra.
How's it going, Sagittarius? So you guys might have your mindset on working really hard to earn the things you want to obtain or even maintain for your family. Keep on hustling. This is because the moon will be traveling through your second, third, and fourth houses this week. What's up, Capricorns? So are you guys going to be traveling soon or starting a new adventure or a journey maybe? That's because the sun is in your ninth house. Now the moon is going to be transiting your first, second, and third houses this week. So your mind is probably set on how you can expand your finances and become a better version of yourself. So one thing I want to point out, right, because we've got the moon in Pisces, which is going to be in your third house towards the end of this week. Don't get too stuck in your mind or get too stuck in your negative thoughts. Aloha Aquarius. So there is going to be a major shift that is happening probably already in your life, almost like this transformation or a death of the old you and the birth of a new you kind of a thing. And the moon is going to be transiting through your 12th, then your first and your second houses this week. So there could be some spiritual work that you're doing on yourself, which is surrounding self-worth.
What's up, Pisces? So how are you guys doing with relating to others? There has probably been an emphasis on relationships because the sun is transiting your seventh house, which deals with partnerships and also marriage, or love relationships kind of stuff. Like, so the moon is going to be traveling through your 11th, your 12th, and your first house this week, which means you could be networking with a lot of like-minded people who are probably very spiritual like you because you're a Pisces. And you guys all have this common goal of some sort. So you guys could be working on personal development together or how you can inspire change in your community, or you're focusing on humanitarian issues.
That is a wrap for this episode. And so at the end, I always like to look at all of the segments that made the episode up and kind of see like, what did we learn today through this whole process? And I think it's just, you know, don't be afraid to, you know, give things a shot again. I think that's really important. We are the one that create a self-imposed limitation on ourselves and say, oh, no, I can't do that again. Because we're maybe worried about what people are going to think about us, or maybe we're worried that we're going to fail, right? Quote unquote fail. But you never really fail until you totally give up on something and never ever try ever again. And at the end of the day, that right there, my friend, is small bottle mindset.
If you enjoyed this episode, share it with your WCW who doesn't even know you exist, your neighbor with the yappy dog, your Facebook friends, which consist of family you hate, and people you don't really know from high school. Make sure you follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and NotSoChristianMoms.com.